Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm so blessed to be with you this morning. I heard some of you checking in from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, other places in Oklahoma. I'm not so far from you. I'm in the Tulsa area. Shelley and I drove down to attend the memorial services yesterday of Patsy Caminiti, and I can just say a life well lived. So wonderful. And, of course, it was at Rhema and Rhema Bible Church, and we got to see so many people that I haven't seen in a long, long time. And, of course, Patsy was a schoolmate. She was a Rhema student when Shelley was a Rhema student, so there were a lot of classmates there for Shelley to see. And at the time, I was a teacher at Rhema and was on staff with Brother Hagen. And so I got to see so many people. It's such a blessing, you know. To see them and how God's using them. Praise the Lord, glory to God. At 6:30 is the meeting tonight. 6:30, and that's on 19th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma, just out past the football field. It's still that football field where Chip played, and the church is the one which Rachel Tiefenthaler birthed in the Spirit. I've been thinking about several ways we might go tonight. I think of one way, and then I think of another way, and I think we'll just see how it goes and how it flows. Bless the Lord. Of course, the Autumn Assembly of Prayer is coming up, October 15 through 20th. That's 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from tonight, and Brother Max, who's now in Jordan, will make it back to Branson, Missouri, and our prayer on that Wednesday will be at 8 o'clock in the morning, of course, and then we will have not the noon prayer, but we will have a night prayer as we begin our Autumn Assembly of Prayer with tongues and interpretation and the supernatural. This is our 30th anniversary, and it's the 30th anniversary of the supernatural in Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Of course, the supernatural is the God side of the supernatural is God himself and the Holy Spirit. And we just trust him for many things and even special things that are going to be happening there this year. One special thing that's going to happen is Sunday afternoon, we're going to have a healing service. And that's going to be, we're going to have all the Brim family there. And we will have a graduation, of course, a short graduation at 3 o'clock afternoon Sunday. But then I'm just going to have each of them just, I don't want to give a testimony of healing or whatever, and then we're going to lay hands. We're going to lay hands on everybody, and we're going to expect miracles and healings that Sunday afternoon. The Lord told me it's time for miracles and healings. Make a place for them. So we're making a place that Sunday afternoon, and if you come in, faith, oh my goodness, he will answer you. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, are you there in Jordan right now? And are you with us?
I am with you, and I am in Jerusalem right now.
Oh, you're in Jerusalem. Oh,
yes,
you're in Jerusalem for Yom Kippur.
For Yom Kippur, the roads will shut down by 7 a.m., I mean p.m. tonight until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, 12 hours. So because I would like to move around tomorrow, we are in closer to the Arabs, you know. I can't remember. It's East Jerusalem, I think.
Going to happen is Yom Kippur will begin at sundown tonight. And it will go through sundown tomorrow, sundown Thursday. And the Jews will be fasting. They'll be in their synagogues. They won't have their phones on. And there'll be little traffic among the Jewish area. I don't know about the Arab sections. I don't know how that'll be.
It's the same. I mean, they shut down everything because, you know, they're very much in control. But I just want to take a couple of minutes just to share what the Lord has been doing with us here since we came to Jordan, if you don't mind, Miss Billy.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, so we got to Jordan. Quinn and Kathy followed me, and then Kamal Salim followed me. And now there are four of us right now in Jerusalem. We start in Jordan, and we prayed. We got this ministry house, and now we call that ministry house. It's on the third level. We call it the upper room.
Where is
so
that?
We call the, that's in the city of Irbid in Jordan by our ministry.
Right.
In Jordan. So we called it the upper room. We've been praying there, and we have a person who was his life under threat in Turkey. We moved him to Syria. Now he is in Jordan. We brought him to Jordan. Well, the Lord did. We just, you know, the Lord is using us. And we have been meeting with pastors and ministers. We have been meeting with former Muslims. We went to the river. Kamal and I was late at night, but we plead the blood of Jesus, and we prayed over in the river, and we prayed over the water to cleanse the water here and go through Israel, Jordan, even all the way through to the Dead Sea. The Lord has just been just one thing, one miracle after another. At the same time, we are getting the house ready in Jordan. We're still short a few items. I believe we will get it done before we go. You know, we live by faith, Miss Billy. We live by faith. I really don't. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Praise the Lord. So today we are in Jerusalem. We got to Beit Shan, and I met this guy named Amos. Amos took us to a hot spring area, come from the mountains, the Rocky Mountains of Israel. Now I forgot what the mountain name, the mountain's name. This area, there's water come through Beit Shan, where Amos was born, and he was just the sweetest Jews I ever met. He speak Arabic. He speak Arabic. We bonded. I put a picture on Facebook, so I didn't explain him, but there's a first picture on Facebook. I'm walking with him. He's like 6'7", very tall guy.
Ooh.
He live in Beit Shan. He live in Beit Shan, and he's supposed to bring us to Jerusalem. And then when we start talking, he said, oh, I'm going to take you here. I'm going to take you here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So we made it finally to Jerusalem yesterday after 4 p.m. to the hotel here. And today we went for the nation's prayer. You will not believe. Well, we are to believe because we have been praying. There's countries. Jordan was there. Egypt. Iran. All kind of African country. They call it the Israel Tour 39, which is surrounded all the Arab country. It's like all in red. And we are believing for the 70% of Muslims that they're always cussing the Christians and causing problem with Israel to come together and come to the Lord. It was a very, very powerful meeting that we led today. And I was just, you know, another person attending the meeting. But then the one who is running the meeting is from Amman. He's from Halassa family, from Karak, by Moab area. He's delegated Christians. They pray in tongues. I mean, it was just...
Oh, boy.
Kamal have so many connections. I have so many connections. We told them, I told them, I stood up and I said, we pray, 20,000 of us, we pray every Wednesday for the nation of Israel. And there's Jewish there. There's a lot of pastors. Stephen Khoury was there with his dad.
Oh, did you see Stephen?
I saw him. I didn't really talk to him. Everybody just tackling something else. But, and I saw his dad. I saw Stephen and his dad and many other pastors and ministers. It's just like, you know, the glory of God is moving. Folks, the glory of God is moving. Jerusalem is the answer.
It's true.
The key
is
in Jerusalem. Jesus descends from here, and he is coming back here to Jerusalem. And we are the body. We are,
yes,
I mean,
hallelujah, praise God.
Our prayer is working. My goodness. I mean, we are so thrilled. The Lord connecting us with other people, other ministries. Kamal have invitations in the United States, like 5 different invitations. You know, his heart for Jordan now, his heart for Israel. Of course, it has been. But, you know, talking about somebody was training little kids to put a vest on themselves and go to something bad.
Right.
And meeting with Yasser Arafat, meeting with Muammar Gaddafi, meeting with Saddam Hussein, meeting with Jamal Abdel Nasser, meeting with Anwar Sadat, my goodness. And he said, Max, I am your older brother. I am here to work with you, and I'm here to push your wagon, not to ride it. See, the Lord put us, You know, we're Arab. We understand each other. Even when we talk and people think we're yelling. No, we're just joking and teasing and having fun.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're just like your cousins, the Jews. They're the same.
Exactly. Exactly. That's, and we talked about, they talked about that today in the meetings. I mean, I was so thrilled to hear them saying, let's just pray in tongues. Let's pray in the Spirit of God. I mean, the room was just absolutely.
Isn't that something?
Right in the heart of Jerusalem. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God.
Isn't that something? Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I mean, so much happening, so much happening. If I want to keep going, I will take over the early morning call and the noon call right now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Bless the Lord. Well, let me get a little word in here edgewise.
Okay.
Of course, I won't be out at Prayer Mountain at noon, but Brenda will. And let's have the prayer at 15 minutes past the hour. Is that okay with you, Max?
That would be great, so I could have some dinner.
Yeah, you can have some dinner.
It'll be after 9 p.m. for me, yes.
Yeah, okay, so we'll be there. Now, what is happening in Jerusalem right now is, you know, this is Yom Kippur coming tonight, sundown tonight, Wednesday, through sundown Thursday. And yesterday at the wall, I don't know if you were anywhere near Jerusalem yesterday, 100,000 Jews were there praying at the wall. I mean, that's a lot of people and a lot of cram jam and a lot of to get there and the traffic and everything. But this
it was
is the
bad,
time,
yeah. Traffic, yeah, I mean, sorry.
This is the time called Slikot. If you you know how we say for pardon me or excuse me? Well, what you say in Israel to the Jews in Hebrew is Slicha. S-L-I-C-H-A. And it means forgive me, forgive me. So this is the time that's called Slichot. And the Jews are praying from the first of the year, Rosh Hashanah, which is 10 days ago, until Yom Kippur. This is the time when they ask God forgiveness. And this is when the time when they examine themselves to be ready for Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is the highest, holiest day of the Jews all the year. It's the time when the high priest went before the Lord for their sins. But we're just thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ that he settled the sin problem, that his blood cleanses us from our sin and takes care of sin. But I just was going over last week's words, and I am amazed at how much the Lord talks about this great move. I would say there's two things he talks about, that we're going to have a great move of God, an awakening, great revivals, historical, overwhelming awareness. Now, he said that to us. And then the very next verse, Acts 3, 19 and 20, he said, so repent, turn around, and return, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And so he has tied together these two things in our words last week: awakening, great revivals, the move of God, the things that Max is seeing, but he tied it to repentance. And he even though our sins are forgiven, and when we're born again, it's just as if we never sinned. But some people think that you could enter into a state of sinless perfection. And they think of the Pope, that he is infallible. No man's infallible, and none of us enter into sinless perfection. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin said, "One step out of love is a step into sin." We have only one law, and that's the law of love. And so I noticed that he addressed the church. The Lord addressed the church. He said, "It's necessary, so that you do not become cold and indifferent." Now, that's a statement, he said. Decisions, church, sometimes necessary not to become so cold and indifferent. You are to listen. Then the very next scripture he gives us, Lamentations 5:21, turn us to yourselves. That word in the Hebrew is shuv. It's the word that's translated turn. It's the word that's translated repent. And repenting is you just turn from it. You just turn around. You stop doing it. You ask the Lord to forgive you, and you stop doing it. He went on talking about an awakening. Reveal the parts of your lives that others will see a spiritual awakening. It shall break up the frozen ground where spiritual rivers flow. You know, you could be born again, love God with all your heart, go to heaven if you die. But if there's anything in your life that would prevent, that would be like frozen ground, you can just ask the Lord to forgive you, and you can turn from it. It doesn't take you 10 days, like from the first of the Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. As soon as you miss it, as soon as I miss it, I know it. If I like notice a suffered wrong, which is taking a step outside of love, I know it right away. And so then I can go to the Lord and I can ask him to forgive me. I don't want to be a frozen ground. I don't want this move of God to be going on all around me. And then, oh, so wonderful what he said, the lasting significance of true revival is this restored sense of the fear of God. That was one statement. Another statement, a restored sense of the fear of God through confession and repentance. So I just think it's a time for walking really tender before the Lord. Really tender. And if you miss it, confess and repent. You see, there is the confession and there is the repentance. This is what he gave us last week, a restored sense of the fear of God through confession and repentance. And then he gave us this scripture, Revelation 3, 19 and 20. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Over and over, he's talking about the church. He's talking about discipline. Hallelujah. A great move of God. And so, it's interesting to me that he gave all this, and I didn't even read all of them. He started the afternoon one with, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice? And then the very next statement, turning. Turning, that's repenting, that's the word shuv. Turning back to God, a renewed commitment to me. Do you need to renew your commitment to God? Restoration of your relationship with me, church, highlights your importance. And I would think seeking God, I would think that's your priorities. What's really important to you? Seeking God. And then he gave 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, turning, renewing. He speaks of cleansing our hearts and spirits. And I was just amazed as I read back over it even today. And then thinking about Yom Kippur and thinking about, see, last week we were in the midst of those days when the Jews are repenting. And, of course, we know that our sins are forgiven. So it's not a hard thing. It's a very simple thing, bless the Lord. And, oh, there is something. I just couldn't satisfy my spirit last week with how, was it the morning? I guess it was the morning ended. And so I contacted, it was Revelation 12:14-17. And that was when the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman Israel. I just couldn't satisfy. It just didn't work. So I contacted Max, and it was amazing what he sent me back. What he had written was very different from anything way he had written before. And he had written, and I see why he read it as 12, But when he sent me back what he saw, he said, I think it's both. I had looked up Revelation 1, 14 through 17, and Revelation 2, 14 through 17, and he said, I think it's both. And the way it was on Max's paper that he writes under the presence of the Spirit, it was written Revelation 1, hyphen 2, so there'll be two chapters, 14 through 17. And listen what Revelation 1 is, 14 through 17. His head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace. And his voice is like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. Out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in diamonds. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, Fear not, I am the first, and I am the last. And then in Revelation 2, 14 through 17, he was speaking to one of the churches, and he said, I have a few things against you, therefore repent. And ended with, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the assemblies. So I thought that was very interesting, and I want to give you the opportunity to correct your paper. So with Max's approval and what he said and what he showed me, it is actually Revelation 1, 14 through 17, and Revelation 2, 14 through 17. So,
Yes.
I hear Max, he said that. It was written. It was a strange way it was written, but that's how it was.
It was. That's why I'm like, here's the picture. I think it's both.
He said, I think it's both, and it definitely could be seen that it was. So we just thank the Lord again, once again. Father, you're just blessing Max. I can see that. I can see that you're making him a blessing, but I can see that he and Quinn, of course, and they're being blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. We lift up that work there. We lift up their house that needs refurbishing and needs work done on it. And we thank you for the monies to come in. Well, I want to thank all of you for how you have sent monies in for Autumn Assembly. I think we're going into this Autumn Assembly in a financial way better than we ever have before. And I think all we lack right now is the housing and the honorariums of our speakers and musicians. So isn't that great? Everything else is paid. We're just so thankful. And I want to remind you that Brother Neer, who is the head of our project, he and his family, all except for the oldest son got called back up to the Army, but active duty. But the rest of his family are going to be with us. And I want to give them a great welcome. They're going to be with us. You've met Neer before, Brother Max.
And
he and his family will be there. Wonderful, wonderful man. And they're going to be here Saturday night for the Israel night. And Father, we just thank you. We just thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because of that blood, all our sins and iniquities are forgiven. And because of that blood, if we miss it, we can just say, Oh, Father, forgive me. And just walk right on as if we had never missed it, never made a mistake. Oh, God, we praise you. Thank you for your blessings upon Max. And thank you for the angels that attend him. Thank you for the protection.
Yes,
we thank you for the protection. We thank you for the protection of all the vehicles that he's on and making a way for him as he needs to navigate around Jerusalem on this high holy day. And we lift up all those Jews who are seeking your face today. And we join our prayers to those who prayed yesterday for the Muslim and Arab states. You love every man and you died for every man. Woman and child. Holy Father, in the name, I'm going to ask protection over Neer and his family as they're coming here. And you're protecting them every step they take in the United States. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the authority in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we just do thank you for what Colossians says. You have translated us out from the kingdom of darkness, and you have translated us into the kingdom of your beloved Son, fitting us for an inheritance in the saints in the light. Give unto us this day the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis, resurrection power which you wrought in Christ the Messiah, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the body. You raised him up from there with a head of a body. And when you quickened him, you quickened the body with him. And when you raised him, you raised the body with him. And when you seated him, you seated the body together with him. And now we are far above all principality, power, and dominion. And from Jordan, I'm asking. There comes the prayers and authority from Jordan. And from every state in this United States. And from every other country. We put our hands toward the President Donald John Trump today and his family. And we do say, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your plots, plans, and purposes against this country and through our president and against him and against all of those that God put in office, we do say right now, demons, bow your knees. You're bound. We bind you. We have a corporate authority today, and it's strong, and it's going out right now to Washington, D.C. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, going out to every place where some man, woman are put in by God in an office into the cities. We stand for our cities in the name above every name. Minneapolis, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Tulsa. Now say what cities you're near, what villages, what towns. And we say to you, these towns have been called out, these cities have been called out, and we called you to a state of paralyzation. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And you demon spirits that would try to act up in my realmdom, I tell you today, you enter a state of paralyzation. We have power in the blood. We have power in Romans 5:17. Those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. Now over our homes. Think of your homes. Max, you and Quinn, you think of your home. I'm thinking of my home. Shelly's thinking of her home back there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind you devils. You will not have anything to do with our houses, our lands, or the people who live with us in our homes. In the name above every name. Our churches, Yeshua's Love Heals there in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Mountain in the Ozarks, a glorious church fellowship. Big Dollar Bell, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are the ones who take authority over you, and you have to obey us as it is written in Romans 5:17. We come out against you as a mighty army. The Lord calls us a company. We come out against you as a company. Every one of us joined together when Max takes authority over Yeshua's Love Heals. And when we take authority over the churches where you pastor, where you attend, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will have the move of God. We will have the great awakening. And Satan, you cannot stop it. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua. Brivando shkaprangangaragandishko. Gribanyo no kwa mangorago doho shabi da la kombri kafrakadanya ne kurogo dambri. Ishato Ishato Pangile go brafra gadam shiniko proctia. Imanokwa, Imanokwa, Imanokwa. Fridasco donje di gabra, fitanyo no qua, patodo gobiba. Moskia braha fani ne qua di le cobrebre di le congrataccia. Sima no quarri on ta cambrica la campino. Ebeli hidu wamba mora kafra kalinyono no nombri kilika kabra kate kotoshka. Mi giudo gombrebre, agne ne quali kaba, ha fangio non coro coni di cambra, tiana koshka di brata, affitio. Grasciante. Grasciante fre in iacco, manto tutto gobiba. Iminihu, fratinio. Alla gabinio, kanganga. Fridaglio fratigno no cohoroco bebra, catagno no cohoroco bibriata. E le brosciuata, manto, manto, manto. Ibo, ali, mango di gava, catagno no cohoroco bebri, kangara gadasca. Ibe le duria, vangio no coroco bamba, litagno no coprica frocchi, diando rogo dasgo dange. Che scuotebra, cagna, ne coholo cabi della combre, fredusqua dange di cotabra. Mili hutuasci, tagno no coroco bamba, itano no cotocce. Igeli gabra, fragno ne qua, e ne coroco debre. Kina kora kahali kankara kada eche nene kohoro ko danche li gondoshka dambra kata eche. Ijenya, ijenya to manyo no ko makoro ko da achancha. Kivele doho she prati fraka. Isancho, manini kuo, ma anini kuo babala asha tota. Shatota fri gangora maniata maniata vingo. Gribagno no cohoro co bigno, no cohoro co babi. Meli tutto do gohoshvania no cohoro con bambi di godo ocembre di squadange. Kivra godo shebre di licam, patonio no coro co dombri calecacai. E si di combrevre di sca. Pagi doce namito. Capite che halai? Magno no cobri cafragno ne cohoro cabinio no nombri cade galabi. Pisha tora manacce de godoho shebra. Me cola copi di kanga. Ana magnato figa. Me io tebri della gongora godoschi di branga. I pele de hisha, chono kohoro kobele kangara kabra kadagandanya ne kora godashke. Kevra godoho shambre katagahala kambra kadagandara gandyande. Kibri hatai. Kili bahala kaya na kahala kambinyo. Bridafro godoro gobimbi aktanya na kohoro kobashka danje ne godoshka. Mele duho shwa, mele duho shwa. Ibele duho rakofe ke di kanya ne kora ko de li kabra. Ama na kwara ka da hashe, bele duho shwa ndiana. Papu venye ne kohora kai. Papu kafrenye ne kehile kabra. Ili gondiara kotora ko devre kade ko bebeli dia. E meni qua badush qua dash. Oh, Father, 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 I'll just see you. Oh, la barakaka. Your hand, your hand. Kami ne kwe horo gobi palataya na koro ko dele kambrami dele gombri vatutia. E meni qua, e meni qua, e meni qua, e meni qua. Kile gambra fote breka di do gombe da kahalai. Isha to breka te kafranye ne kohroko da breka te kahalai. Ejedikoto, e barakasa. Kami dan non yene kohrako diang dorgoto hishakchakta. Keshkoton yene kohala kambra kata kofreng diene koto umbre kata kohoshangya. Ikarakon diang dere kohrako kambra kata kofreng diene kondiakta. Giligoro tishka da shang torago dohushangya na kodoshka tabrika te kofra. Ishiri manan yu ne kuhuru kodolu kuhuru kodenye ni kuhuru kopraktya na kodangya ni kapra. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Kivala ka la, ala kambrevre deli kongra kadash kadabla kafinyo. Kiligan kora kotobrika di gandonyo ni kuhuru kodoshka dobrika te kadashka. Ishiri mantua. Kashkaton jere go shandya na go hura ko bre yaktanya ne ko to ko hubra. Kifra hala kompre kata ka hala ko bre kata ka ngangara go doshka ton jere go doshka. Shibra ko tovre kata ka hala kaya na ko hura ko bra kalyanda li ko to jebre ke dovre ke dianda. Kora ke di liangda ora go doshka dobri kata ka fra kashantora ko doshka debra. Dalito frakai yana kohoro ko banga la katanda digo uchoka. Ishato, ishato, ishato. My God, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Ifele duhoro kobre ke digo frakai, anyo nukwaki, tiyo dodo go shang diara kontombre. Meto, fapi, tanya. Meto mami kaya non diag doro go darshka dobri kata ka manga la kandishbo. Ishine ma tua tuto go ho jembre kata ka laila hala ko gabi. Kafra kado go ho le ke binyo no ko ho roko darshka dobri kata ka vangdi ale gondan doro go doshka de brakai. Malututa fia mango di kabra. Imeni kwa vambe besho no kore peli kangambri kare godoshka. Grivatio na mana kora maniko no godoshe ebre keli kangara godoshka. Mituhuba kangi la kobre kafanye. Give la durga kangara kadaha shebe le tubra kada gonga. Me tuhuru ko bebele hinya na na kuhuru ko babele tinya na kuhuru ko balakitya. Asime na kwa halakai. Imini kwa harako doro ko diono nombre kate kafrakta na godoshke debre kafretye. Ijana kora manyana na kobre kalakai adikuba walatitio. Imeni kwa balitio no koro kodanya ni kwa. Ishantora maliko non yehe debre kene kalakabre kate kovranya ni koro kododabre. Mile doshka danjere kodobre kalakapapara kaya na koro kodanya. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Krivinyo to hojebe te kalaila. Ije na kaya na kora manjana na kohora ko dabri kate ka danši. Kivili hudi tva. Iša tora ko brevre. Migalakai, migalakai, migalakai. Dile dužva. Evele gongara ga diško do brevre. Diljandora go dojšak čakta do go dojšam džendjeng. Kafri kade goho lappi ili kangara katiakta toho shebraka la kayana kahala kangara gadashka. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Mito, mito, mito. Mito, mito, mito. Gibala halai. Gibela halai, Kanga alatya noche de gohoshanchana koto prasakatanchi. Usque delicombrabra kalekahalika bamba. Ajana korakadinyo na korakodachi de koholo kombrasakadinya kalakakabre. Ije de gohoshwa. Ishano no prevre de shangda de kohoro kombrakya. Kalavrahale kombre. Kalavra kodenye ne kohoro kodi di kara pale kongambi ije ele kangara kala kanga. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Meli kahara kaya mana no dombre ke di kovrata de ko ojebre ke di kovranya. Meli kahara kanya ne kohoro kodi bre ka svigyo no koshki dambra. Omena kaya mana kono bali tanyo. Ile gere heta, mele go baraka da braka de jando rogo doshke da pika, keva la korea manangre ga de hisham braka da laka ai, ala ka bidio na koro ko doshke de braka. Pishanto ora baka haya na kore ko bikia. Oh, oshanyo ne ka hai, manyo na kore ko bapa. Emenequa, menequa, le talaco bebeli, donia, nequara kadashke. Swords, the swords of the Spirit, Lord. My Jesus, the swords of the Spirit. Ivra dukushwa, donia, nequa, la talacambino. Isaka, Isaka likanga. Braga di vra, shantoro kobre kafinyo, no kobro kobaha, la katian deli godo oshaktio. Kimi ni hitiakto. Kaviga de go lebra da la kovre ga de gongara ga do hoshaktiakto, da godo hoshaktiakto. Kashkide lebra kakaya. Ajando le cobrevre, ajando le cobra kangara gadashka dabrika de godoshka dabrika de gadambra. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Kimanakai, mano cobrevre, de diando de godo isachata. Cabreco de vishepeto, nakara kandiana, nakara kadache. Kabala kahale kanga. North, the north, we lift up the north. In Jesus' name, the north. Ibladubra vratotia makinyo no kora baya no koro kodamba. Liskonyo ne kaka, liskor, liskor. Ovidapra na koro konjene, ne kodoshka dambra, kare kongombre, kare kangangara konye ne kaka. Itabro, 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 kale kon bravi koto kon bambi atota. Ganyo na koho obri itabro, kada gandamye ne kono kondoshke. Pishon ke makai matoto do gobitia. Gavele gangabri, kale kangala gdisho, do de gobra gde gambambra gadashko do do gobibri atota. Bibliata, bibliata, mangoro godevri, bidikaka. O saprikanyo no koprika da gambe. Ijana matur, ijana matur, ijana matur. Krivanyo no koppa. Krivanyo kalakaya na kahala kabrika da gadoho shange. Makoro kapitio. Father God, we just praise you and praise you and praise you and thank you and thank you and thank you. Imelatora balakofre le kangara godoshge. Ajina karaka dihijetu prakataka frahala kombre. Imenekwa ale kangara gadesh godonje le godoshge dable kataka tapla. Kapita kobrevre nanyo no kohoraba. Aletonia nikwa. Lord, you're so patient with us. You're so long-suffering. But, oh God, you love us. My, how you love us. And all of mankind, enough to give your son. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you for the blood of Yeshua Rafi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just do praise you and thank you that one more time you would condescend to work through your wonderful gifts of tongues with interpretation. Open our hearts to hear you now and get what you're saying and what we've been praying. And open the hearts of those that the prayers were for that maybe we don't even see and don't even know. But prayers are for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Miss Libby. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. Just put my earbuds in. Thank you. Okay. Let's get to the business that the Lord gave us today.
Yes, the Lord's business, Max.
The Lord's business. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice.
First statement read like this. Some of it is underlined, but that's in the end. I'll bring it up here. You can be certain of this. You can be certain of this. God never changes.
Hallelujah.
God never changes.
Thank you,
Stand
Father.
Firm. Stand firm. And in control. You can be certain of this. God never changes. I don't know if I read this word here. You can be certain of this. God never changes. I stand firm and in control. Wow. Hallelujah.
Yes. That changes it, yeah.
That changes it.
Uh-huh.
I just went to the second line. I'm like, wait a minute, there's an I here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now the underlined part. Same statement. You need to trust God and lean on my wisdom. Yeah, that's it. You need to trust God and lean on my wisdom. So that's the underlying part. You need to trust God and lean on my wisdom. So the whole statement reads like this. You can be certain of this. God never changes. I stand firm and in control. Underlying part. You need to trust God and lean on my wisdom. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The next he gave us, Isaiah 41:13. Isaiah 41:13. Another Isaiah 43:2. Isaiah 43:2. Psalm 18:2. Oh, okay. The light bulb went on. Now I tried to turn it on. I couldn't find the button, but now it just turned on by itself on my desk. Okay. Psalm 18:2, next statement. Part of this underline and the end. Okay. But read like this from the beginning. Change is a necessary part. Yeah. Change is a necessary or necessary part of growth. Change is a necessary part of growth and transformation. And transformation. God is continually working. God is continually working to turn, to transform you in this prayer. To transform you in this prayer. You, church. Yeah, you, church, and my prophet and friend. The best version. The best version. I will lead you to where I need you to be. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. So I will lead you to where you need to be is underlined. That's the only underlined part in the statement. I'm going to go from the beginning now again. Change is a necessary part of growth and transformation. God is continually working to transform you. Continually working to transform you in this prayer. In this prayer, you, church, and my prophet and friend. The best version, I will lead you to where I, so I will lead you. This is the underlying part. Start with I will lead you. I will lead you to where I need you to be. And that is the statement. Next, Romans 12:2. Yeah, 2. Romans 12:2. Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21. He gives this one to us before, I believe.
Philippians 3. Romans 12, we all should know it by heart. He gives it some.
Yeah. He gave us both, Romans 12:2 and Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Those two. Just like, praise the Lord until we get it. All right. This statement here, next statement, is underlined, Miss Willie. All of it. And it reads like this. Church, you are, citizens. Yeah. Church, you are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
That's Philippians 3:20. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the scripture here? Okay.
Yeah, Philippians 3:20. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is the statement here. Praise God. Oh, it's underlined. Did I say that? This statement
yes,
is all
did.
Underlined.
Yes, you did, Max. Uh-huh.
Okay. Church, you are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. This world is not your home. This world is not your home. You are in it, but not of it. Yeah.
That
you
is
are in
so
it,
wonderful.
But you are in it, but not you. You are in it, but not of it. Yeah, but not of it.
Hallelujah.
Let's see. Do you understand? That's the statement, and it's all underlined. Okay, I'll read it again. Yeah, it is scripture, but I wouldn't know it's the same. Miss Billy would know. I wouldn't. I have to read it. All right. Underline all of it. Church, you are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. This world is not your home. You are in it, but not of it. Do you understand? That's a statement. Okay, let's see here. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Proverbs 4:23. Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. Okay. Next statement, let's see. This one is not underlined. And it reads like this. Write this down. Yeah, write this down and let it calm your heart. When you cares, with an S, when you cares, of this world are bringing you down. Okay, I'll read it again. I'm just going to read it by word, as I always said, and then the Lord will show us. Okay, write this down and let it calm your heart. When the cares of this world, now I'm reading it right. Praise God. When the cares of this world are bringing you down, I see it now. Okay. I'm going to read it again. Write this down and let it calm your heart. When the cares of this world are bringing you down, that's a statement. Okay, let's see here. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 40, Acts 7:48. That's I have that. Praise God. Acts 7:48. Okay. Moving along here. Next statement. I will help you. Excuse me. I will help you strengthen your hearts. I will help you strengthen your hearts. For the journeys I have prepared you. Yeah. For the journeys I have prepared you and give you confidence that my word will not return void, V-O-I-D, void, but
yes,
accomplish. But accomplish what I will it to. Oh, okay. What I will it to. And that's the end of the statement. I'll read it again. I'll try to do a little better here. I will help you strengthen your hearts for the journeys I have prepared you and give you confidence that my word will not return void, but accomplish what I will it to. I'm probably going to ask you to read that last statement.
Here's what I would do with that, where
okay,
I would put the punctuation.
Okay.
I will help you strengthen your hearts for the journeys. I have prepared you and give you confidence that my word will not return void, but accomplish what I will it to.
Oh, my Jesus, it's so easy with you, Miss Billy.
Well, it's easy after you've read it for one time, and then I can go back on it, you know.
I got the
easy part.
Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe the angels of the Lord are just laughing at us right now. Praise God.
Oh, they are. They get a big kick out of us.
Okay.
Are they wondering? They're standing there wondering about us. I don't know. One or the other.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, you know, I've read that book, and we're going to have them at Autumn Assembly. This man that has had this marvelous experience and he's got a new book come out. He's going to be at our Autumn Assembly. But
Marzuka,
he's got such a personality, Marzuka, and all throughout the thing, you know. And I'm just wondering about your angel. I'm eager to meet him. I am eager to meet the one that's been traveling with you in your journey.
I have. Gwen always asks me, is your angels with you? I said, yeah, I have two angels. They're not giant. They're not short. They're like teenage kids, the size of them. And praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Marzuka was like that, yeah. Have you seen your angels?
Oh, yes. Yes. I've seen them all the time. When I pack, they're with me. When I sleep, they're with me.
Do you know their names?
All the time. I named them Mark and Luke, so I don't know.
Oh,
they
that's
like
not their names, but you can call them Mark and Luke if you want to. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, I call them Mark and Luke.
Let's go on. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you asked me, Mr. Billy. I know where
I'm on an open line with thousands
of people. I know you're fine.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
We just think everybody on this call has got angels.
Everybody. Yeah.
Wow. And I wonder if they all know that their charge, the ones they've been given charge over, are on the prayer call. I know they know that. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's great.
God is an awesome God. Yes,
wow. Well, bless the Lord.
Okay. Bless the Lord. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Hebrew 13:8. Psalm 32:8. Okay. Next statement. Let's see. This one is underlined. Let me see. All of it. So this one is underlined. And it reads like this. As you face this change. As you face this change, keep seeking God's heart. Keep seeking God's heart. I will guide you and give you wisdom. I will guide you and give you wisdom. Now, here's some names. Trump, Benjamin in Arabic, Church, My, and, boy, I probably need to spell this word. It's not really, the C is not clear. Okay, I am. V, I believe it's a C-T-A-T-I-O-N.
Let's spell it again.
Okay. I, N, V, Oh, it's an I, not a C. There's a loop and a dot above it. Okay.
Could it be invitation?
It is invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Invitation.
Mm-hmm.
My invitation to the rest in my love. It is invitation. Okay. Benjamin Church, my invitation to the rest and my love. Yeah, that's the statement. Okay. I'll read it again, all underlined. As you face this change, keep seeking God's heart. I will guide you and give you wisdom. Trump, Benjamin Church. My invitation to rest in my heart, in my love. Oh, he's inviting everybody. He's inviting us to rest in his love.
That's it,
okay.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
You know, we need time to process this. It doesn't happen in a day or a week. Praise God. So this statement is all underlined. Next scripture here. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Proverbs 18:15. Philippians 4:6. I'm just thinking of the statement before that. He's inviting us to rest,
In his love.
To rest in his love. My goodness.
Yes,
my Jesus. Okay. Next statement. Yeah, this one is underlined also, all of it. Read like this. Extend grace to yourself.
Hmm.
Yeah. Extend grace to yourself. Scale your commitments.
What was the first word?
S-C-A-L-E.
Scale?
Scale, S-C-A-L-E.
Okay.
I read scale. I don't know if it's a word or not. This is what
it
the
is
word
a
gives.
Word, but I don't know
okay.
how it means here.
Okay.
But
it
read
says,
on, maybe we'll find out.
Okay, yeah. Extend grace to yourself. Scale your commitments. Yeah. Your commitments. Great. Extra. Space. Oh, create. Sorry. Create extra space. Now, this is not making sense. Now I went back. It's a create extra space. Create extra space in your days. Huh. In your days. Let your normal settle, S-E-T-T-L-E, in your mind. The season of transition. Yeah, the season of transition and change is here. Okay.
Excuse me. The season of transition and
change is here. Change is here. Okay, now I'm going to go back from the beginning, and it's all underlined, and help me, Lord. Extend grace to yourself. Scale your commitments. Create extra space in your days. Let your normal settle in. Let your normal settle in your mind. The season of transition and change is here.
That's the statement, and it's all underlined. Okay. I believe you got this, Miss Billy.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Praise God. 1:8. Wait, did he give us this earlier? Maybe not. Maybe I missed it. Never mind. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. First Peter 1, verses 6 and 7.
Could you go back a minute?
Yeah. Go back to where?
The first scripture after the season of transgression and changes here.
Deuteronomy 31:8.
Okay. Okay.
First Peter 1, verses 6 and 8. I'm sorry, verses 6 and 7.
I'll tell you why I was behind there. I was looking up the word scale.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Here is the Merriam-Webster, an instrument or machine for weighing. So a scale like you weigh on.
Okay.
And then the search assist said the word scale can refer to a device used for weighing a series of musical notes in order, or a system of measuring and comparing levels.
Hmm.
So I think it might be telling us measure your commitments, scale, you know, like on a scale from 1 to 10, what's most important, what's less important, to create
your commitments.
Yeah, to create extra space in your day, extra space for God.
Praise God.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I see it. I see it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My goodness, I see it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I was a little behind there. But I can see that it might be the same as prioritizing. You know.
I believe you're right, because it's
what do you commit to prioritize in your commitment?
Yeah. Create extra space. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to be on the track here. So after the statement, Deuteronomy 31:8, and then, you know, there is a dot here or something. I almost want to read it 3 verses 1 to 8. So.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see, because the first time I read 31:8. Now, when maybe there's a reason it says go back to that scripture. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
But why it's not 2 dots? Okay, I'm not going to
I imagine it is 31:8, because I know what he's doing in that chapter.
Okay, then it's 31:8.
Oh, could be. We'll check both of them. We'll check both.
Okay.
Because I saw how important that little dash was last week.
Yeah. Okay. Deuteronomy 31:8, 1 Peter 1. Verses 6 and 7. 2 Corinthians 4:17. 2 Corinthians 4:17. The last statement here, and it's a little long, praise God, and it's not underlined. It reads like this. Change may cause. Change may cause great worry. You must. Okay, I'm going to start all over here. Change may cause great worry. You must remember. You must remember that your God is the one who holds your future. Who holds your future, and you must remember that you serve me, a God knows the beginning and the end. All right, I'll read it again. And that is the statement. I'll read it again. Change may cause great worry. You must remember that your God is the one who holds you. And you must remember that you serve me. A God knows the beginning and the end. Boy, there's no more scriptures, but I'm thinking of Genesis here. Genesis 1. This is just me.
Also the scriptures.
I don't know
Isaiah.
If it's the same or not.
The ones I'm thinking of are in Isaiah when he says he knows the beginning from the end. That he's God who knows the beginning from the end. Okay, now read that last. You must remember that you serve me, a God knows what?
The beginning and the end.
And the
Did
end.
I say future? I'm sorry if
no.
I said future.
You
and
already
okay.
said, let me see. Change may cause
okay.
great worry. You must remember that your God is the one who holds your future. And you must remember that you serve me, a God knows the beginning and the end.
Correct. That's it.
Okay.
Trust in me.
Praise the Lord. Interesting to see what scriptures he gives us today.
I know. Well, the statements are very... You see,
yes.
just like when, like Brenda, when she said, you know, read the statements, don't read the scripture, you'll get a message. Read the statements, the underlying statements, you get another message. Read all the statements with the scripture, you get another message. Other words, the words we get every Wednesday, Moed, is just alive. It's alive from
it
heaven.
Surely is.
A word from heaven.
Surely is. You can be certain of this. God never changes. I stand firm and in control. Underlined. You need to trust God and lean on my witness, my wisdom. You need to trust God and lean on my wisdom. Isaiah 41:13, for I, the Lord your God, and that's Jehovah, your Elohim, hold your right hand. It is I who says to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not kindle or consume you. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my rock, in whom I take refuge. So I'm going to give you the Hebrew words because he calls himself by different names here. The Lord, Yehovah, is my rock. And that word is Selah. S-E-L-A, Selah, really. And my fortress and my deliverer, my God, El, my rock, Sur, T-Z-U-R. In whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. That second word for rock and the first word for rock are different. And the second word rock is T-Z-U-R, Sur. And you know the man who's, he's under Tsuri, but he's under Nir. But he's also Jewish, who's has a high place in our project, and he's named Suri.
Oh yeah.
You know? Okay. This Suri. Okay. Change is a necessary part of growth and transformation. God is continually working to transform you in this prayer. You, church, and my prophet and friend, the best version. Then underlined, I will lead you to where I need you to be.
Oh, I see.
You see, there's a best version of Max.
Yeah.
There's a best version of Brenda. There's a best version of Billy Brim. And he's changing us to that. And even working in this prayer to do that.
Hmm.
And then Romans 12:2, which you can't get by this one. This is exactly, in order to make change, you have got to do this. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. You have to do something with your mind.
Right.
When you're born again, your spirit is brand new, but you've got to change your mind. How do you do it? With the Word of God. You have to read the Word and conform to the Word. You have to read the Word. Let's say you've been thinking wrong about healing. Let's say that you've been thinking that God makes you sick to teach you lessons. But you read in the Word of God that Jesus died for you to be healed.
Amen.
So you have to change your thinking to conform with the Word. So he tells us this over and over. This is one of the main words he gives us over and over. 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Brother Hagin's book, long ago, one of his early books, I don't even know if they still have it, it's called Right and Wrong Thinking. And I read that book in 1967, and I saw where I'd been doing wrong thinking, and I had to change my thinking to conform to the Word of God. And then Philippians 3:20 and 21, he's going to tell us what he tells us in the next statement. Philippians 3:20, and I'm reading this out of the King James uses the word conversation, but others, it's really citizenship. So I'm going to read it from, from the ESV. But our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. So this tells us that our citizenship is right now in heaven. The minute you got born again, you became a citizen of heaven. And you're waiting the Savior to come from there and transform your body. Your spirit, we're a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. Your spirit's already brand new. Now you got to do something with your mind and your body. You think differently because you transform your mind, but the body is also being transformed. You're doing something with your body, and in the end, he's going to glorify even your body. Now, see, this scripture begins with, and this time I'll read it from the New American, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, so the next statement begins with the same thing. Church, you are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
This world is not your home. You are in it, but not of it. Do you understand? 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For this momentary light affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal or transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. That's your spirit. Keep it with all diligence. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me. That's an invitation to the church right there.
Yeah.
Write this down and let it calm your heart when the cares of this world when the cares of this world are bringing you down. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Acts 7:48. The Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says, and then you have to go to 49 to see what the prophet says. Hallelujah. Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. I wonder, Isaiah, is that Acts 7:48?
48. I look closer here. I think it's 48, yeah. Can't be 4:8. You gonna read 4 through 8? No.
Oh, I see. 4 through 8 is about God giving Abraham the covenant. I don't think so.
No, it's 4:8.
All right. Well, he's just told us, you know, that he's with us, holding our hands. Yet the Most High does not dwell in houses made by hands, as the prophet said, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. Praise the Lord. All right, I will help you strengthen your hearts for the journeys. I have prepared you and give you confidence that my word will not return void, but accomplish what I will it to. Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose or matter under heaven. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Praise God.
Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Hallelujah. And the way is Derek, your path. Now, underlined. As you face this change, keep seeking God's heart. I will guide you and give you wisdom. Trump, Benjamin, written in Arabic, Church. My invitation to rest in my love. 2 Corinthians 4:16. So do not lose heart. Did he give us this already? Yes, he did. He gave us 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. Now
yeah.
He gives us again. 2 Corinthians 4:16.
I paused there, if you remember. I'm like, oh, did he give it? I flipped back forth, and I just kept on going, yeah.
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is decaying, our inner man, that's your spirit, is being renewed day by day. Your outer man, your body, is getting older, but your spirit, inner man, is not. It's getting renewed day by day. It's interesting to note that God speaks of an outward man and an inward man, and the inward man is the real you.
Yes.
Proverbs 18:15. The mind of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Chip, my son, was preaching last Sunday on knowing. Knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Really knowing. My people perish for a lack of knowing. And then he gave several scriptures which said such and such, such and such, such and such, knowing. It was really good. You might want to go back and watch it. But you see, the heart, but yeah, it is really the heart of man. The heart of the prudent acquires or gets or seeks knowledge. And the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. What knowledge do we need? The knowledge of God.
Amen.
That's where you're going to get it, the Word of God. Philippians 4:6. I like this in the Amplified. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants or requests known to God. That's an invitation to rest right there. Don't worry about anything. That's an invitation to rest. And then underlined, this is very interesting. Extend grace to yourself. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. Scale your commitments. You know, you can get overcommitted. I think this is saying scale it down. Create extra space in your days. Extra space for God. And extra space for yourself. Let your normal settle in your mind. The season of transition and change is here. Deuteronomy 31:8. I think this is it for sure, Max. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. That's got to be it. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. In this you rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, you may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, that's talking about when he's revealed. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. You should be exceeding glad on this account, though now, for a little while, you may be distressed by trials and suffer temptations, so that the genuineness of your faith may be tested. Your faith, which is infinitely more precious than perishable gold, which is tested and purified by fire. This proving of your faith is intended to redound to your praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, is revealed. The point here, and I really didn't quite see this ever before, but gold is precious, and therefore it's tested. But your faith is much more precious, and therefore it's tested. You have to know that your faith works. You have to have faith in your faith. So how do you get it tested? By using it. Sometimes by having to use it. You know, like you said right there, you said we're living by faith. Everything you're doing over there in Jordan, you're doing by faith. Well, that's a test.
Amen.
And when Jesus comes, faith's going to be, you know, will he find faith? Or that faith is going to count for something. Every faith triumph counts for something. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And notes of reward. You use your faith, Max, and that pleases God.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:17.
Now, isn't that something? I just noticed. He gave us 2 Corinthians 4:16 twice, and now 17.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And actually, he gave us 17 before, too. Because he gave us 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18.
Oh, yes.
So he is really, really emphasizing this. He's really emphasizing that, okay, right now you got trials, but they're working for you. And it's going to be something great. He's emphasizing it.
Yes.
For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
Wow.
Hallelujah. Change may cause great worry. You must remember that your God is the one who holds your future. See, that's the future he's talking about right there.
Yeah.
A glory beyond all comparison. That's the future. Keep that in mind. And you must remember that you serve a God who knows the beginning and the end. The all-knowing one.
Oh, my goodness.
That's who we trust in. Not in AI. Not in Google. In Him.
Not in Siri.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Really pointing us toward the future, toward the glory. We're citizens of heaven now, but right here on earth, He'll be with us when the waters. He'll be with us in the trials. He'll be with us in the da-da-da-da.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank okay, Brother Max, we'll let you go and then have
okay.
some rest and some dinner, and we'll see you just before you go to bed.
Okay. Shalom,
all right.
Shalom.
But for everybody else, it's going to be 15 minutes past the hour. Shalom, shalom.